All right. So now we are going to start, inshallah. And the style is going to be that we're going to bring a hadith and learn the Arabic structure of these ahadith. Okay. So the first hadith is As-sawmu junnah. As-sawmu junnah. Okay, what is As-sawmu junnah? Sawm means fasting, mashallah. How about Jannah?
Jannah,
not Jannah. No. Jannah. Jannah.
I guess, I'm just guessing. I don't know.
As-sawm Jannah. Huh? It means what?
Required.
Barrier.
Oh, okay.
Barrier from what?
Bad.
Huh? From bad deeds. Takbir. MashaAllah, MashaAllah. Now, let's understand the structure of the Arabic, and then we understand the meaning of the hadith. Can you think about what is the Arabic structure, grammar, for this sentence? Huh? What is the structure, Arabic grammar? No, this week
three.
Oh, actually,
no.
Well, hold on. I gave two. I was second one, so that's the fourth.
Okay.
All right. We'll give you the test later. Okay. Sit the banet. Four copies of this. Oh, five copies. And one more copy of this. Yeah.
No, you dropped it.
What is the best time to talk to you?
Oh, a bit in the lunch.
Lunchtime?
Yeah, room 2.
Room 2?
Yeah.
Lunchtime.
Okay. Assalamu alaikum. So, as-sawmu is, huh?
Fasting.
Mubtada. No Arabic. This is mubtada. Mubtada.
Singular.
And what is this? Khabar. So, as we said before, the mubtada is the subject we're talking about. The khabar is the predicate. It says what we're trying to say. So, what I'm trying to say here, I'm trying to tell you that the psalm shields you, fasting shields you from sins. It's a shield. Like what shield? Like this.
Juggernaut.
Oh, where is the armor? The armor, it's like, if I may borrow you, this is an armor. It's like in the battle, you have a shield. It's like this, you know? It is shield. And this word, you know, the prophet is very, very, very smart in choosing the words. He doesn't just choose any word like that out of the dictionary. No. Because this life is a battle between us and who?
Shaitan.
Shaitan is against you. Shaitan! You see? So, and one of the ways to shield yourself in this battle is by fasting. Now, let's see if this will make sense or not. What do you mean? I mean, why would fasting shield me from doing bad deeds? Remember, how would the shaitan get you to do bad deeds? The shaitan uses something called temptations.
Oh, temptations.
Takbir, mashallah, temptations. Like make you jealous, feel jealous. Does it make you feel angry? Make you feel that you want to be mean, right? So the shaitan uses temptations. So in order to battle the shaitan, what do you do?
You fast.
But tell me, how would fasting help me with my temptations?
It's like, you fast in the name of Allah, and so like when you, like, you read Quran and stuff, you don't just like stay hungry, right? So like you read Quran and stuff, and that like Quran is like kind of like gives you like good things into your mind?
You're getting close, but you're not there yet. Huh?
Like when you fast, you're fasting from food and bad meat.
Yeah. You're getting there too. But there is a stronger way, okay, or a stronger logic behind this hadith that explains how would fast, why would fast shield you from sins? Any ideas? They are doing very well. And they brainstormed already two very good sentences. Or, you know, two very good logic. So, how about you two? How about YouTube? No YouTube at all?
YouTube.
Yeah. How about YouTube? Something? Can you come up with something? Logic? Logical explanation? Why would fasting shield you?
Because
it's, you know how like if you like run, then you like build up stamina and you get faster, right? So like if you don't eat, then like it stops, because like you know how like you got hungry and then food is like tempting, right?
High
so,
five!
That's what I was
high five!
Of.
You got
that's
it!
What I was thinking
you
of.
Got it!
Oh my God.
You're my favorite student today.
Yeah.
You get a star.
Oh.
Yes!
Yeah,
that same idea.
Well. Okay, but he said it first, so he wins. All right?
Yeah.
Not only that, but he also made the first try, and he didn't exactly get it. He made the second try, and it was a home run. So, okay, this is exactly what it is. Look at the logic. When you're hungry, food is tempting or not tempting?
Very tempting.
Man, I can't imagine myself in Ramadan. Especially when my wife is cooking and oh, these smells are invading my nose. Oh my God. Ah, that is a lot of temptations. And then I was like, I want to fly after, you know, the cartoons. And then even if I'm asleep, the smell comes like that. The shaitan makes the smell that way. It makes the shaitan comes, hold on. The shaitan would form the smell in a form of a hand, and then it will come like this to wake you up. And then, then you're so tempted. Now, but Allah says what? You can't eat. So if you are submissive to Allah, you will listen to who?
Allah.
If you're submissive to your temptations, then you will listen to who?
Shaitan
or temptations. That's right. Okay, now, so submissive means what? Muslim means Muslim, right? So if you're Muslim to Allah, you listen to Allah. If you're Muslim to temptations, you listen to?
Temptation.
And this is why sometimes we call people, they worship their temptations. They worship what?
Temptations.
When we say we worship their temptation, we literally mean it. Because instead of being submissive to Allah, they are submissive to what?
Temptations.
Instead of being Muslim to Allah, they are being Muslim to who? To shaitan or temptations. So this is why we literally mean it. That you worship shaitan, you worship temptations, because it's really submission. You're supposed to do this only with Allah. You got it? So, that is when you fasting during or fasting will make you what? Well, you will have two temptations. You will have two forces. The first force is temptation. It's the temptation to eat. Second force is, okay, Allah telling you not to eat. Allah telling you not to eat. So, So here is you.
That's me.
You are a stick. You are a stick guy, like that. And on your left, Shaitan is saying, "Eat. You are hungry." This is who says that? You are hungry. And then Allah says, okay, don't eat to go so that you can go to Jannah. To go to Jannah. Or so that you go to Jannah. And then you decide. You're like, I want to go to Jannah, but I'm hungry. I want to go to Jannah, but the fasting day is too long. You see, you're thinking like that. And here, there is an angel.
Angel.
Uh-oh. And here is the ring. You know? It's like... So, and that's how, now by fasting, your fasting trains you so that if we call this a choice is A and this is a choice is B, fasting trains you to choose B, to choose A. Fasting trains you to choose A. So that's how the fasting is shield. Now you're trained into always choosing A. So when Shaitan comes with the B, you say, ha ha ha, you little Shaitan, you're so miserable. Do you think I'm going to listen to you? Huh? And it happens, by the way, when you're sleeping and it's Fajr time. And then the Shaitan tells, you know how many shaitans are with you under the blanket when you're fasting? Whoa, 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 whoa. Unlimited number of shaitans that glue you to the blank, to the bed. And then it's very difficult to get up. You need to really beat up a lot of shaitans to get up and pray Fajr. Yeah. A lot of people fail. A lot of people fail to beat up that many shaitans. They do fail. All right, so now we're done with the first hadith. Are they ready?
For you?
Sure.
About that halach, is it the equivalent of noun and adjective? Like the noun is some and the adjective is noun?
It's in this particular, the mubtada is the subject, the khabar is predicate. You can also say it noun, like if you say salwa jamila.
Okay.
It's mubtada and khabar. At the same time,
it's a noun and adjective.
It's a noun and adjective. Yeah.
Do we have equivalent in Arabic adjective?
Sifa
and
mawsuf. Yeah.
So is it sifa?
The which is sifa and mawsuf? The mubtada and khabar. لا جنة. ما تعتبرش صفة موصوف دي. تعتبر خبر. يعني خبر معلومة عن الصوم. تعتبر معلومة. Yeah, adjective is description. It's more description than معلومات. يعني المعلومات.
Well,
في العربي وفي الإنجليزي.
My uncle
is easy. Yeah, it's different. Giving information is different than describing.
Is there an example in English that you
have? For example, in English, all sentences are verb sentences. جمل فعلية. علشان they always have is or are.
Verb.
For example, هي تكون حلوة. She is beautiful.
Now I understand. يعني هذا جملة بدون فعل.
في العربي you don't have to have تكون. You can say هي حلوة. But in English you have to say تكون. So you have to say she is حلوة. Because if you don't have a verb, you have to come up with an auxiliary verb.
Right.
Now let's move to the test. All right.
Why are you so happy about the test?
Okay. You need to fill up the blanks. Fill the blanks.
Okay.
And remember, that was your homework. So this is how I got you. That was your homework. Uh-huh. Remember?
Wait, so we have
so I tricked you. You needed to memorize these words. And what is subject and predicate? Aha, mashallah, smart. It's on the board. Yes. Mubtada wa khabar.
Yay.
Right. So okay. So you can cheat the first one.
And the second one.
Okay. And the second one in the first line also, you can cheat it. But make sure you do it in order. So it says here subject and predicate. So make sure the subject comes first, the predicate comes second. Alright? And then go down to the table, the first table, and write in Arabic the meaning of these words. Creator. Creator. By the way, these notes are online too. You find them online and you can download them.
Okay.
And the recording of the session also goes online. You can, yeah, you can find the recording of the previous two. Yes, and the notes, the handouts. You can find it over there.
No, you showed us the
website. WISchool.net.
No, isn't it WISchool.net? Because I found it wrong. I mean, that was your old website, I think.
No, it is right. Ali.WISchool.net. It doesn't change. You just get a new link for the current year. No. Oh, spelling counts. No, spelling counts, of course. But do your best.
Hey, can you, like, not look at me?
It's a good idea not to look at somebody else's paper.
Oh, I'm looking at his paper.
It's a very good idea. All right. So, 30 seconds left. Okay. What is the title?
You put one who struggles, and you put two lines for it, but it's only supposed to be one word, right?
One who struggles. It needs two lines. If you can fit it on
one line,
okay. One line, you're a hero.
Yeah, here, I'm a hero.
The one who struggles has to do with jihad, of course. So, the one who's doing jihad is called what? That would be the answer.
The answer's on the test.
The answer, on, yeah, to the test.
What? The answer's on the test?
One of them.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, that's all you got? You don't want to give it a shot for the rest?
I'm thinking.
So Allah is one. Allah is one. Can you still translate Allah is one in Arabic? Here. So Allah, you need an alif. And then is one. I mean, what is one in Arabic? You don't know what one in Arabic is?
No, I used to
know. واحد, اثنين, ثلاثة, أربعة. So Allah is واحد. Yep. Good job. Masha'Allah. You are very, alhamdulillah, You are very, very, very good. MashaAllah. Can you... Can you revisit truthful again? Like, see what's the meaning of truthful here? Because it doesn't mean sadiq. Okay. This has to do with jihad. The one who does jihad is... Okay. Big, kabir, that's right. واحد there's a wow here.
Oh!
Okay. Prophet, Rasul. There's only lamb. So Rasul, just lamb. Mm-hmm. And the one who struggles has to do with jihad. The one who's doing jihad is called?
Okay.
Don't tell me jihadist, because that's him. How about house?
I forgot how to say house.
Okay. How about the house is big, the slave?
Yeah.
And then Allah is one. You have a lot of opportunities there.
That is.
Okay. Deen wahid alam. Okay. Kabir, abd, salih. This is done.
How do you spell it?
Truthful is.
Oh.
Oh, that's like that.
Oh.
Okay. Islam is a religion. Allah is one.
Jabir
is a scholar.
This is MG.
Hmm?
MG.
No, I get it. Oh, yeah, this is the original. Huh?
MG next to the word slave. MG.
Who are we talking
about? Oh. I don't know what is MG doing.
Mug.
Did you see any explanation in the text? Can you make one copy for this? Just one single copy. Okay, I want everybody to bring out the handouts for handouts number one. It looks like this. And of course should be in a binder.
Oh.
Looks like that. Looks like that. You should have it. Look like this.
I don't have it.
Okay.
I
All right. Yes, yeah, yes. Yeah. You can give it to her for now. And then take it at the end. All right. I want you to grade yourself. I want you to grade yourself honestly.
Yeah.
Okay. Now, make sure you bring your handouts with you every time and the binder. I am not going to provide you with these handouts every time. Okay? You got it?
Wait, gotten 100.
Huh?
Is spell game cat always gotten 100? Wait, does it count if we like put like the
it doesn't count, but if you put it, it would be nice.
Okay.
I wanna make it easy on you. So what do you think? All right.
Good.
After you grade yourself, okay, write how many ones you got right on the top. Remember that. You're a Muslim, you're honest. You grade yourself honestly.
That's so bad.
Yeah? So, when you grade yourself honestly...
Stink, stink. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7...
There are people who cheat themselves.
7 out of how many? I don't know.
Good job. I am so proud of your honesty.
7, 8, 9, 10.
Masha'Allah. I am so proud of your honesty. Very proud. Yeah, make sure you have your name, today's date. The name and today's date on the top.
9/30. Tomorrow,
October
1st? Yes,
okay.
It is.
Yay, October.
October is not there yet. Okay.
October.
I'm very detached in my store. My fundraiser ends on Tuesday.
Your
fundraiser?
Yeah, my school. And
my
I
sister?
Sell the same thing.
My sister? She thinks fundraising.
All right. So now let's get to the second hadith. What was the second hadith? Now you have the hadith with you, right? Did you give him the hadith?
No.
Binder, please. Let me see. Let's hooray him. He got a binder, and you need to punch the paper and put it
in here.
I need a hole punch for now.
Hole punch.
Can I put it in here? Is that okay?
For now, yes. But you need a hole puncher, and you need to punch them into there.
I don't want a hole puncher.
All right, let's do the second hadith now. The second hadith is going to be... Skip the second hadith. Just go to the third one. Because the second hadith is not Mubtada and Khabar. No. Let's do the third one. Al-Hajju Jihad. Al-Hajju Jihad. Al-Hajju Jihad. Alright. It's important to know that Hajj is Jihad so that you don't think that Jihad is fighting only. Jihad includes Hajj, includes good deeds, includes serving in the army, includes a lot of things. So, you know, basically, when you fight the shaitan, you're doing jihad. You're fighting your temptations, you're doing jihad. Okay? Hajj, you fight a lot of temptations. If you see how difficult Hajj is, you will understand why it's jihad.
How difficult is it?
It's very painful. Very painful. That's several times.
Oh, really? Wow, dang.
No. I'm not saying that to say wow. Okay, and I shouldn't answer this question, to be honest with you. But anyway, so al-Hajj is Mubtada and Jihad is
Khabar.
This is Mubtada. Khabar. Okay. You see how the hadith of the Prophet, you learn the hadith and you learn the Arabic at the same time. Now, why do you think that Hajj is jihad?
Because you have to struggle a lot.
Yes. Mention the struggle.
Physical.
It is, or Hajj is jihad, because?
Because there's people running up.
Or struggles in Hajj.
If you fall down the mountain.
Struggles is one G, Sif is Banat, right?
No, it's two.
Struggles in Hajj. One.
Just fall down the mountain?
Physical.
Oh.
Physical. Yes.
And financial.
Masha'Allah!
It does take a lot.
Takbir! Good job! Physical. Okay. Which is miles of walking.
I don't mind.
If you face
miles of walking.
It's a desert.
Climbing.
Yeah, I know. Like you know how like changes.
Crowded. Walking.
Yes.
This is physical. The first one is physical. The second one is financial.
$10,000.
Oh, really? Yeah.
So you pay what?
$10,000 around there.
Yeah. About $4,000.
$4,000 per person?
Per person.
Oh, okay. And I was looking at the
family. When I went for Hajj, I didn't pay more than $1,500. Because I did itikaf in al-haram. So, yeah. So I didn't pay for it. Because by the time you go to Azizia and come, you spend your Hajj doing تعملي سعي ما بين العزيزية والحرم.
It's replacing الصفا والمروة.
When لو أنت هيسكنوك في العزيزية على بعد حوالي 9 كيلو، فهتقضي الحج كله رايحة من العزيزية للحرم وترجع على العزيزية سعي وكده. So I stayed in the haram. Yeah. Financial, $4,000 per person. Okay. Three. What else? Emotional. But emotional.
Oh, tempting. Like you just like tempted like to quit or like to.
Yeah, tempted to quit. Tempting to quit. You're tempted to quit. And that's true. I have seen a spoiled girl. She went for Hajj. She was very happy. She thought it's a camping trip. Okay. And then on the airport, when she landed in Jeddah airport, and then she had to wait for about 4 or 5 hours just to get out of the airport, and it was very difficult environment, she said, I don't want to do Hajj. I don't want to do Hajj. I want to go home.
Oh.
Yeah. I mean, Hajj is not what you think it is. It's not a camping trip. It's really painful. You have to walk, you have to coexist with 6 million people.
What?
6 million people in the same place, moving together everywhere. A block of 6 million people and you're just one ant in the crowd. It's
and
not.
Also, in some country, even if you have 4,000, you still can go.
Yes.
I mean, there's anything to say. Yeah. Or,
yeah.
And people, they have a lot of money and
they don't get the lottery. You're tempted to quit. It's not a camping trip. Four. You move You have to. You have. You have to live, or you have to walk. With six people in the same place.
76 million people are in here, besides them.
It is very crowded. Now, another struggle in Al-Hajj, and a lot of people fail this particular struggle. You know what it is?
No.
Struggle. The struggle not to fight. Struggle, stay away from fighting. So fight, stay away from fighting.
What if someone gets shot?
Or
sniper rifle.
Arguments.
That'd be weird.
6 million people, or actually 5,999,999
people. Or arguments. Stay away from fighting or arguments. Now, that one is the most difficult thing in Hajj, honestly. You know how many people fight in Hajj? I've seen a lot of people fighting in Hajj, especially with the trip coordinator. The Hajj trip coordinator? A lot of fights with the Hajj trip coordinator. You promised us 5-star rooms, and you gave us only 4-star rooms. You promised us only one person would be in the room, and we are 2 people in each room. You promised us to have air-conditioned buses, but the buses were not air-conditioned and it was boiling hot. You promised us, I mean, there's a lot of fighting with the trip coordinator.
Do people get killed?
No. It doesn't go that bad.
Okay.
It's just like verbal fights.
Okay.
And then there is also arguments. It's like you argue with your brother. Hey, you're taking my space. No, I am not. No, put your leg. Look, this is the line. Let's divide the space equally here. This is the line. Okay, this is the border line. You're stepping on the border line.
And he's like, hey, your side is bigger than
mine. Yeah.
Exactly.
And then somebody's pushing you. You say, don't push. No, Hajj, you can't. Hajj, you have to stay away from fighting or arguing. You fight, you argue, then your Hajj, you could lose your Hajj. You could. The least you would do that would happen is that your Hajj will not be complete. Would be like a Hajj, like a guy without an arm. Or a guy with no arms at all. Some Hajj is like a guy without an arm, without arms or head.
Oh, head.
Some Hajj are really incomplete because of people not able to stay away from fighting and arguments. Alright? So this is Al-Hajju Jihad. Okay. The third one is Al-Dua Mukhu Al-Ibadah. Al-Dua Mukhu Al-Ibadah. Okay, let's not do the third one now because we have 5 minutes. Let's practice the homework. The homework is going to be الصوم جنة الحج جهاد. You need to memorize them. You need to memorize them. Memorize the 2 hadith. And then also write an article about your experience in one of the most difficult day you ever fasted.
Okay.
the most, most difficult day. I want you to describe that day. The very first day is the most difficult day.
Yeah.
Yeah, because then you're like,
No.
You feel the pain, but then you get used to it.
Yeah. The worst day I ever fasted was in Riyadh, Saudi Arabia. Temperature was 135, and I had to walk in the sun for a couple of hours. I basically fainted. And I insisted on finishing the day. But that was very difficult. So, repeat after me. Al-Hajju Jihadun.
Al-Hajju Jihadun.
Al-Sawmu Junnah.
Al-Sawmu Junnah.
Al-Sawmu Junnah.
Junnah.
Junnah. Al-Sawmu.
Al-Sawmu.
Junnah.
Junnah.
Al-Hajju.
Al-Hajju.
Jihad. So if you think about it, I am not really giving you more than one word to memorize, because as-sawmu, who doesn't know as-sawmu? Al-hajju, who doesn't know al-hajju? Jihad, who doesn't know jihad? Then the only new word actually is junnah, which is shield. Shield. Shield from shaitan. Shield from sin. So here's the homework. Memorize both ahadith. That's number one. Number two, write an essay. Or write off 200 words or more.
Oh, dang. Maximum 200 words.
Describing the hardest day in fasting. Three. List 5 things you have to do in Hajj during Hajj. You got it?
Yes. I have 200 words or more describing
what you have to do the hardest day in fasting. See, it will be a bad habit if you don't take your Sunday homework seriously, Sunday school homework seriously.
I just don't have time to do it.
Okay, listen. Don't have time, we call it universal excuse.
Universal excuse.
Yeah, so we really, it's like the dog ate my homework. Yeah, so... We're
it actually happened.